I wonder why scholars have said that if the people of hell were to lie on the fire of this world after experiencing only a dip in hellfire, they will be able to enjoy sound sleep on the fire of this world. Sound sleep after they have experienced the fire of hell. If they were to lie on the fire of this world, they can enjoy sound sleep. نصر الله العافية. And I wonder why the kafir, the happiest kafir, when he is dipped only once into that fire, he forgets every enjoyment, every material blessing, every happiness he ever experienced in this life. With one single dip. As Muslim ibn Hijaj mentions on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one amongst the denizens of hell will be brought on the day of resurrection, who led a life of happiness, enjoyment, ease and plenty. He will be brought and dipped only once in hellfire. Then he will be asked, O son of Adam, his Lord will ask him, O son of Adam, have you enjoyed any happiness? Have you seen any enjoyment? Have you seen any material blessings? He will reply, no, my Rabb, I've seen nothing. I've seen nothing. How can you say anything after being dipped in a black fire that's been burned for 3,000 years? It is so hot that even hell itself complained. Hell spoke to its Lord, complaining about the intensity of its heat. As mentioned by Bukhari, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, hellfire complained to its Lord, saying, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, oh my Lord, my different paths are eating each other. SubhanAllah. Look how hot it is. Even hell was complaining that its parts, in other words, its fire is eating each other. It's so hot that it's burning each other. So he allowed it to take two breaths. Oh my Rabb, my different parts are eating each other. So he allowed it to take two breaths, one in summer and the other in winter. And as he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the reason for the severe heat and the bitter cold that we experience. The severe heat of summer and the bitter cold of winter is due to the breaths that was allowed for hellfire. Likewise, we get affected by these breaths, as again mentioned by Bukhari on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fever is from the breath of hellfire, so cool it down with water. Everyone has experienced fever, especially if your temperature goes to 40 degrees. What do you do? Do you get hot water and pour it on you to warm yourself? What do? You cool yourself. And this is what the hadith mentions. So cool it with water. And when you go to a hospital and you got a high fever, what do? Well, I had a high fever in Saudi Arabia. They laid me down and they put ice cubes on me. Ice cubes. And then after the ice cubes, they got a bowl of cold water and poured it over me. Tell you what, I was cold after that. And that fever went quickly. And this is what the medicine, the remedy is in this hadith. Cool it down with water. The severe heat that we experience in the day, especially in the hot summer days, is from the breath of hellfire. As mentioned by Bukhari again, this time on the authority of Abu Dharr, who said, "Woe we traveling with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said, regarding the performance of Dhuhr prayer, "Delay it till it gets a bit cooler, because the severity of its heat is due to the breath of hellfire." Subhanallah di khalaqana. We ask the Almighty Lord to keep us far away from that destination. As for the magnitude of hell, it is enormous. It is big. It is massive. It is vast. It is deep. It needs a great number of angels to win it on the day of resurrection. It is so big that it will need a great number of angels to win it on the day of resurrection, as mentioned by Muslim ibn Hijaj on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hellfire will be brought on the day of resurrection with 70,000 bridles, each bridle being pulled by 70,000 angels." Allahu Akbar. How big is it? Hellfire will be brought on the day of resurrection with 70,000 bridles, each bridle being pulled, each bridle, not 70,000, each bridle by 70,000 angels. When you think the angels are the size of me and Umar? No. Or me and Isa who's a pencil neck? No. The angels, as one angel has been mentioned, who is Jibril alayhi salam, covered the whole of the horizon. The whole of the horizon. One angel. 70,000 angels to each bridle, which is 70,000 bridles. Is it not huge? Is it not vast? Immensely deep? Why is it so big? I'll tell you why it's so big. To accommodate for the huge number of kuffar and evildoers that existed throughout the history of man. And despite all these people, all these stones, all these idols, all these jinn, there will still be more room in it. As Allah Ta'ala says,
يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيدٍ.
The day we will say to hellfire, "Ya Subhanallah," Allah will talk to hellfire, "Are you filled?" And it will cry out, "Is there or are there any more?" This is hellfire crying out, "Are there any more?" The place is perfect, excellent, beautiful footing there. As mentioned by Muslim ibn Hijaj and Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, who mentions, people will continue to be thrown into hellfire, thrown and thrown and thrown, and it will be asked, "Hellfire, are you filled? Are you filled?" And it will say, "Are there any more? Are there any more?" Until the Rabb, the Lord, places His foot in there. His foot. His perfect, excellent, beautiful foot. And it will say, "Enough, enough. By your honoring Lord."